Dear friends, there's sermons that you got to have words to remember what the pastor's saying, but sometimes if you have gestures, you can remember the sermon even better. So I'm going to ask you to do three things all at the same time. I'm going to see if you can do it. My wife says men can't multitask. So, yeah? All right. So let's see if you can do this. All you got to do is open your eyes. You can do that. Palms open. Thy will be done. Three things. I just proved you wrong, honey. It can happen. When we pray that prayer, thy will be done, it's best said, I'm going to argue, with your eyes open. The best prayer is eyes open. You're probably not trained that way growing up. I know I wasn't. It's important to close your eyes when you pray. You shouldn't leave your eyes open. Last night when we gathered for prayer around the dinner table, that's the way it works in the Lucky household. The food is placed onto the table, and there's noises like what you hear here right before dinner. And there's kind of a momentary silence, and everyone looks at each other, and no one says we're going to pray. It just happens. Hands are folded together, eyes are closed, and mom and dad kind of squint to see if all the eyes are closed. And then the prayer happens before dinner. We were trained to close our eyes. However, I think that doesn't make sense for this prayer. When we pray, thy will be done, eyes need to be opened. Why? Because what Jesus is talking about here is that we are the will of God. That we are looking to be the will of God to those around us in our neighborhood and in our families. Closing our eyes, we're not able to see how we can be the will of God. Amos, here are some different renderings of what the will of God is. Now, I think there's each prophet comes up with their own definition. You've heard these before, probably. But I think it's important maybe for us to go home and just write down what we think the will of God is. Amos said this, "Let justice roll down like," do you remember, "roll down like waters or rivers?" For Amos, the will of God was justice. To practice justice, you got to have eyes open, you see. The prophet Micah said this, "What does the Lord require but that you do justice, you love mercy, and you walk humbly with the Lord?" Micah 6, verse 8. Now, to walk humbly, you got to have your eyes open to do that. The New Testament writer, James, says this, "True religion, an undefiled religion, happens when you take care of the widows and the orphans." You have to have your eyes open to take care of widows and orphans. Jesus himself would say, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Eyes have to be open. When Jesus was teaching, I think he absolutely did not want a mechanical prayer or one that had eyes that were closed. Eyes opened to how we could be the will of the Lord for our neighbors, our community, for justice, for walking humbly, for loving mercy in our community. So that's one part of this prayer, is having eyes open. But then there's another gesture, and that is, it's just simply having our palms open. Like this. We don't usually pray that way as Lutherans. We kind of close in and get reserved and get kind of to ourselves. Palms open. Lord, what do you have for me? How can I be on your side, in other words? Abraham Lincoln, during a really hard time of the Civil War, probably 1862, right around that time period, gathered his military advisors to come up with some plans about what they could do. Things were getting really tough for the northern generals. Lincoln didn't know what to do, and the military advisors didn't know what to do either. They simply said to Abraham Lincoln this, "Abraham, let's pray that God is on our side. That's the only way we're going to win." You know what Lincoln said? Lincoln said, "I don't care if God's on our side. My fervent hope and prayer is that I may be found on his side." In other words, Lincoln got it. The point of prayer is to say, "I want to be on your side, Lord. Open hands. How can I be a part of your purposes? What you would want?" We're not always good at that. We kind of have closed fists, and we want to. We pretty much want it our way. We want God to be on our side. That is kind of the point of the first petition when we pray, "Hallowed be your name, God. Hallowed be your name, Lord." We're saying, God, you're on our side. You've given us your name. You're on our team. And the second petition of the Lord's Prayer also fortifies that when it says, "Thy kingdom come." In other words, the kingdom, it's with us, Lord. Bring it to us. But in this prayer, we're actually praying that we would be on God's side. That it wouldn't be about our purposes, our will, what we would want, but it would be about God's will and God's purpose. So there you have it. Eyes open, palms up, thy will be done. Simple prayer. This prayer is so needed post-COVID in our culture and time period. Why? I think it keeps us in check from wanting things my way. Do we struggle with that? Raising kids, I can speak from experience, that recent experience, that little toddlers, they have it inside of them that they must have it their way. One of our children likes to wear their pants backwards. Not going to say their name. You can imagine who that is. Father comes along and says, look around the rest of the household. Nobody else wears their pants backwards. No, Dad, I'm going to do it my way.